We have to maintain homes. We have to maintain our business. We have to maintain family and do all of these things, which very often tend to appear to be distractions. And in one sense, they're distracting from the immediate sense of absorption in Krishna. Little baby wakes you up at 1 o'clock in the morning, then doesn't immediately remind you of Krishna. But this one thing is the immediate, and the other is the ultimate. What is the ultimate purpose or the ultimate goal of everything? So in fighting the battle, Arjuna would be extremely absorbed in fighting his enemies, which would mean that he wasn't at the same time fully absorbed in thinking about Krishna. She wasn't like, you know, meditating on Krishna and engaged in some kind of mental puja while he was fighting his enemy. Because you can't do that when you're worried. You've got to be 100% there. And so you could say that in that sense, for the greater purpose, he sacrificed the immediate awareness of Krishna. But so long as the greater purpose is there, which, because Krishna is actually in our hearts and he knows, then all of those activities therefore become devotional service, because the purpose is the same. In the car engine, every part of the car engine doesn't move, but the car moves. So similarly, every part of our day-to-day life may not appear to be directly Krishna consciousness, but if life in itself is moving towards Krishna, then it's Krishna consciousness, then it's moving. And that's what, so in second canto then, the Lord also tells Brahma that both directly and indirectly, one has to actually worship him. So this is indirect worship of Krishna. It is worship because it achieves the long-term goal of service to Krishna, but in the immediate effect, it doesn't seem to be moving. The attention or the focus seems to be somewhere else. Tesham satatavitanam bhajatam priti. But this word priti is a real qualifier. Jiva Goswami writes his sandarvas, and his last sandarva is called Priti Sandarva. So Priti means love. And now it's not a cheap commodity. And it's something that generally when we talk about it in very lofty terms. Something that happens when you're very, very advanced in Krishna consciousness. So, how does it work? Here it says, in other words, you have love for Krishna when you've achieved Krishna. But here he says, you have to have love for Krishna to achieve Krishna. Then you can come to me. He says, if you worship me with love, then you'll come to me. But only those who have love already come to Krishna. Or in other words, if you've got love for Krishna, that means you already came to Krishna. So, is it a catch 22? No, because priti, to some measure, is always there. Right at the very end of this Madhurya Kadambini, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he does this analysis of the measure of love in every stage of devotional service. And he points out that even etc., all of these stages have increasing levels of love. They're different in terms of their quality. They're different in terms of their visibility and their presence. But they're there. Because everybody has love for Krishna in their heart. Well, what's the verse? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nityasiddha Krishna Prema Sota Kavano. So everyone has prema. Prema's there. And Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti. And then by starting to hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy name, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Karate Udhavai Udhavai Pudila Avana Pudavahaji. It starts to waken up. So it's like wakening up. The experience of waking up is not that you're awake like that. It's a dawning process. It's like the sun rising. It doesn't happen from one moment to the next. It takes time. The sun's rays first hit the horizon, and then gradually you see greater and greater degrees of the sun, and then its heat increases. So here what Krishna is saying is that prema is there. It's there in all of us. But sometimes it becomes very prominent. Sometimes we really get in touch with it. I don't want to start using this type of New Age words, but you know, getting in touch with yourself. But sometimes, at some point in your Krishna consciousness, either in some kirtan or some particular Krishna conscious experience, you feel very blissful. And we feel very blissful because we're actually, particularly at that point, in touch with that prema, and the result of that prema is stated here, that loving ecstasy, priti purvakam, loving ecstasy. And you start to feel some kind of ecstasy. It's not full-blown ecstasy. It's not something that continually stays, what to speak of continually increases. But it's real. Just like the love that's there is also real. It may be a spark, but it's real. And the spark grows. And the spark has characteristics. So, Krishna's point is that if we constantly worship Krishna with this thing, with whatever little love that we have, and we use that as actually being the motivator of our activities, that then becomes the bridge that will actually connect us. That's the bridge. That then becomes the foundation upon the bridge of buddhi yogam, Krishna directing our intelligence. When we are in touch with our actually pure spiritual nature, at that point, the intelligence that we have is our God-given intelligence. Everything's God-given. But in terms of instruction, then that's Krishna's voice. And that's something that we need to increase. We want to increase that. Either through dreams, someone may have some revelation, in different ways, and just in terms of just practical deliberation. If our goal is always to please Krishna, and without motive, and we try to act and function on that basis, then the intelligence to achieve that thing, that will be granted to us by the Lord. So this connection is an important connection. This priti purvakam is that, how do I know that it's this little spark of love for Krishna in me? Because you need to be able to analyze your motivation. And the motivation needs to be that I want to please Krishna. I'm not doing this for my own personal benefit. I'm not doing it in order to become free from suffering. I'm not doing this in order to increase my own enjoyment. I'm doing it wholly, and I'm not even doing it to advance in spiritual life. I'm just doing it just to please Krishna. And the consciousness that comes as a result of that type of affection for Krishna, then that then becomes speaks to us and guides us, and that's what Prabhupada here is saying. And in both of these purports, though Prabhupada gives this sort of element of time, Jnanamupayantiti, to come to Krishna. And of course this verse connects with the next verse. And he says, Tesham Yamanuttam Pakamaham Agyana Yantamaha. So what's the symptom that you get this Dadami Bhuti Yogam? That actually you get this intelligence, Aham Agyana, is that your ignorance is removed. So doubts, ignorance, bewilderment, illusion, it's often devotees ask sort of hypothetical questions. How do you know when Krishna's pleased with you? Or how will you know that you're fully self-realized? Sort of a standard question. How do you know when you've achieved the stage of love of Krishna? It's a redundant question. It's not absurd, but it's a redundant question. It's like, how do you know when you're wet? Because when you're wet, you'll know. Don't worry. Same thing here. So how do you know that Krishna is giving you intelligence? Because you'll have no doubt. Because all the ignorance will be gone. Because it will be very clear. Someone say, how do I know I'm seeing Krishna? Because when you're seeing Krishna, then you know that you're saying, I know I'm seeing you, because I'm seeing you. Because it's an experience. So Krishna says like this, with that jnana dipena vasvata, with the light of transcendental knowledge, I destroy this ignorance. And the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he actually gives different grades of understanding of what this ignorance means. He points out that not only does it mean that it helps practicing devotees in order to come to the advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, but he says that Tesham Ivana Kampatam, by continually serving Krishna, he says one's ignorance of one's spiritual identity is also removed. In other words, Krishna reveals to a devotee who he is in Krishna's own personal pastimes. Jnanam Upayantiti, Upayanti, come to me. And it's something that you see repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna keeps saying this thing about come to me. Mamanabhavan Bhakto, Madhyajaman Maskuru. Mami Vaishati Satyamti Patijani Priyoshini. Mami Vaishati Yukdaivam Atmanam Pravi said, you come to me. Krishna says, the Janma Karma Chame Devam Chakram Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mami Eti, then you come to me. Krishna's telling us, not only is he telling us that he'll come to me, but he's actually asking us to come to him. He's inviting us. And he's showing us both the means and the condition how we can actually approach Krishna. So from this verse, these things, constancy, faithfulness to Krishna under all circumstances, keeping in view the greater picture and never abandoning service to Krishna, despite the fact that sometimes day-to-day activities may appear to take us away from that, priti purvakam, and always acting in a way that is pleasing to him. Atmendriya priti anto vantubhavikam, Krishnandriya priti varitai kremaha. So again, that word priti. So Kaviraj Goswami describes this with priti is that when you're trying to satisfy Krishna's senses, then that's called love. Prema. That's prema. So he says there's these two types of priti. This priti is when you're trying to satisfy yourself, that's called kama. And priti is when you're trying to satisfy Krishna, and that's called prema. So somehow or another, always acting in such a way as thinking, what will please Krishna? And it may seem a long time, because when you're suffering, then time moves slowly. It's like the pit in the pendulum. But we have not had such a great time here in the material world, aside from Krishna. You know, I mean, if you're not Krishna conscious, then it's unbearable. Therefore, then you have to take drugs and drink alcohol, and you can't be yourself because it's unbearable. You have to find happiness somewhere. But over that course of that time, that period of time, then we'll go to Krishna. And in fact, just today, I was writing a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada. This one was in Mexico, Prabhupada said, therefore, we have established hundreds of centers all over the world. Just so that people can practice Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead in this one lifetime. And Prabhupada said, I'm not boasting. I'm not exaggerating. This is Krishna's statement. And indeed it is Krishna's statement, because Krishna repeatedly is saying this thing over and over again. So it's certainly not only possible, but very desirable, and something that we shouldn't hesitate to take full benefit of, because it's a mad world. Were there four mads in it? In the title of the movie like that once. Three? Four? Something like that. It's a mad world. And it's getting madder. You keep adding the mads onto it as time goes on. Hare Krishna. So maybe the devotees would like to ask some.